The topic for the new guests is the Holy Mass, and the Holy Mass as a mystery that we celebrate, and also the Holy Mass as the life of a Christian, Mass that becomes in our spiritual life the pattern of all devotion and prayer. We started with the concept of sacrifice in order to understand the Holy Mass, especially the Mass in the Old Rite. We take the Mass in the Old Rite as the pattern of a celebration, insofar as it is the constant development of the liturgy of the Church. So let us briefly refresh the notion of sacrifice, especially for those who arrived today. Sacrifice means sacrum facere, to do something sacred. To do something sacred means to offer something exclusively to God and to detach it from profanity. The sacrifice is setting something apart for God only, for His service, for His majesty, to recognize His supreme majesty. In order to offer something, in order to offer something to God properly, it is important to set something apart from profanity. But it is necessary that the offering, the thing that is offered up to God has to be transformed, to be changed. Yes? Otherwise it still remains something profane, something belonging to this this world. It is important to change the reality into a spiritual one. And this is the sacrifice, which needs a consecration. Consecration has the same root of sacrifice. To do, to consecrate, to render something sacred. That is, to offer something exclusively to God's honor and service. Consecration. So in the Mass, in order to have an idea of sacrifice, which is not only to offer something that we don't like and we can't do anything else than giving it up, as it usually happens to us, to understand the notion of sacrifice. No, sacrifice is any action, any offering that given up for God, to Him, can be, becomes a sacred offering. Yes, anything. In order to have the idea of sacrifice, what a sacrifice is, we also said that we have an image, a figure of this sacrifice, especially in the Mass. The oblations, oblations are bread and wine given up, offered to God. Bread and wine, in order to become a sacrifice, they have to cease to be bread and wine, and to become something new, to become the body and blood of Christ. This is the sacrifice. We are creatures made, created by God. We are humans, right? In order to become children of God, to become a new creation, according to St. Paul's teaching, that is a man created by God's grace, recreated in grace, as a spiritual creation, we need to become a sacrifice. We need to be consecrated, to be interiorly changed. Not, of course, that we cease to be humans. The nature is not destroyed, as we know, by grace, but it is perfected. The grace is perfecting. But in order to become Christians, we have to become a sacrifice, to become spiritual, which means people led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit abiding in us. Yes? So we are no longer human, merely human creatures. We remain humans, of course, but not only merely humans, intended on things of this world, but we become, by grace, by the action of the Holy Spirit, sanctified, consecrated, so we are transformed into a new creation. We become spiritual, that is, people loving God, people living for God. The grace is making this possible, and the grace is always the grace of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit working in us, making this transformation. We could say analogically with the Mass, it's the Holy Spirit making this transubstantiation. As the Holy Spirit makes the transubstantiation of two material elements, bread and wine, into the body and blood of Christ, so he makes this transubstantiation of human people into children of God, recreated, free from sin, made by grace into children, adopted children of God. This is a sacrifice. So we said the sacrifice is at the very beginning of our Christian life. There is a conversion, there is a sanctification, otherwise there is no Christian life at all. And the baptism, which makes us holy in Christ, that sanctifies us, or in other words, that makes us into a sacrifice. We become ourselves a sacrifice offered up to God. The baptism is the beginning, but the very goal, actually, to reach is the Holy Eucharist. Because the baptism is shaped on another more fundamental mystery which is behind it, and it is the very goal to reach. And this is the Holy Eucharist, the very source of all grace and the source of all sacraments is the Holy Eucharist. We received baptismal grace. Why? Because Jesus suffered, died for us in his sacrifice. So the grace of baptism comes from the sacrifice of Calvary. The grace of baptism comes from the cross, from the Mass. The Mass is the representation of that only sacrifice. So the sacrifice of Christ is central. The grace is shaped on that sacrifice, we can say. It is given by that sacrifice. We become Christians, and we strive throughout our life always to become children according to this pattern of a sacrifice, which is the Holy Eucharist, which means the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Can you see the point? So everything in our Christian life leads to the Holy Eucharist. Everything has to lead us to understand the centrality of the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist has to be the center of our life. The Holy Eucharist as sacrifice and as a sacrament. We have the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, the presence of Jesus in the consecrated bread, because that bread is turned into the body, is sacrificed. Sacrifice means transformation. Detaching something from being natural, natural element, from weight, into a supernatural reality, the body of Christ. All right? So everything as to lead us to understand the centrality of the Holy Eucharist as sacrifice and sacrament, the Mass. The Holy Mass is the sacrifice that gives us the holy sacrament of the Eucharist. The sacrifice, the transformation, gives us the sacrament. And again, as the Holy Eucharist gives us the Mass, better, gives us the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, it gives us, with the Holy Eucharist, all other graces to be Christians. Baptism, confirmation, confession, anointing, priesthood, marriage, all these sacraments are shaped by the Holy Eucharist, because the Holy Eucharist is Christ, His body, blood, soul, and divinity. So we said yesterday, a Christian life, to be completely lived according to God's will, has to always be shaped right on the mystery of the Mass. We have to live the Mass in our life in order to be Christians. Yes? The best way to be Christians is to live the Mass we take part in. And we said also what to take part means: actively participating in the Mass. Active participation. It's not just to be able to do something or to understand the activity as doing, as understanding, as reacting, responding. This is also participating, but it is the, we can say, the superficial level. It is the outward aspect. But this kind of participation, without the soul, without the inward participation, has no foundation. If we reduce the activity, the active participation in the Mass, just to be there physically and to listen to each single word and to be able to understand the language, because it is your language, and to be able to respond. If we understand participation just as something to know, to be able to immediately respond, actually we reduce participation to a pragmatic issue. And this is the problem in today's church. Everything has become pragmatic. Everything has to have a pragmatic meaning. If it is practical, it is good. So the truth has to be pragmatic. And in the name of pragmatism, practice, pastorality, we can even change something which is not in accordance with the mentality of today's people. This is the problem. We have lost the soul in our participation. And in my opinion, I said, we have lost the soul of participating in the Mass because we have lost the concept of sacrifice. We are scared nowadays by this sacrifice. And we like to get rid of it, because if we want to be a little bit more theological, we say, Jesus won over death and sacrifice. Since He is risen, no point now to still hold to these old-fashioned concepts. Sacrifice, penance, passion, confession, repentance. These are all overcome by the resurrection of Christ. Christ is risen. Now we have to turn the page. And we are risen, and we stand, especially in the Mass. We have always to stand, not to kneel anymore. The problem is that we miss